Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. All happy families are more or less like one another. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own particular way. The Oblonsky household was in a complete state of confusion. The wife had discovered that their former French governess was her husband's mistress and had declared that she could no longer live in the same house with him. This state of tension had continued for 3 days, tormenting alike to husband and wife, to every member of the family, and to all the Oblonsky domestics. They all felt that there was no sense or meaning in their living together, and that any company of people accidentally thrown together in a wayside inn had more interests in common than they. The wife did not leave her own rooms, and it was now the 3rd day that the husband had not been at home. The children ran all over the house, not knowing what to do with themselves. The English governess had quarrelled with the housekeeper and had written to a friend asking her to find her another place. The cook had gone off the evening before, just at dinner time. The undercook and the coachman demanded their wages. On the 3rd day after the quarrel, Prince Stepan Arkadyevich Oblonsky, Stiva as he was called amongst his friends, awoke at his usual hour, at 8 o'clock in the morning, not in his wife's room, but in his own study, on a leather-covered couch. He turned over on the springs, embraced the pillow in both arms, pressing his cheek against it as though to doze off again, when suddenly he sat up and opened his eyes. "Oh, dear. Oh, dear," he exclaimed, recalling everything that had taken place. And he went over all the details of the quarrel with his wife, all the hopelessness of the situation, and worst of all, his own fault. "No, she will never forgive me. She cannot forgive me. And it's all my fault. Yes, my fault." "How awful. How awful," Stepan Arkadyevich reiterated. "And how well we got along before this happened. True, it wasn't nice that she should have been our own governess. Not at all nice. There is something so trivial and vulgar about making love to one's own governess. But what a governess. Oh dear, what shall I do? What shall I do?" Stepan Arkadyevich said to himself. And rising, he put on his grey dressing gown lined with silk, tied the girdle into a knot and drew a deep breath. Then, with his usual firm step, he walked over to the window, pulled back the curtains and gave a loud ring at the bell. It was answered by his old friend and valet, Matvey, bringing his clothes, boots and a telegram. He tore open the telegram, read it rapidly, guessing at the words that were omitted. His face brightened.
"Matvey, my sister Anna Arkadyevich is coming tomorrow," he said.
"Thank God," Matvey exclaimed, clearly showing that he understood the full importance of this visit every bit as much as his master. It meant that Anna Arkadyevna, Stepan Arkadyevich's favourite sister, might effect a reconciliation between husband and wife.
"Is she coming alone or with her husband?" Matvey inquired. "Alone? Shall I have her room prepared?"
"Tell Darya Alexandrovna. She'll tell you what to do."
"Darya Alexandrovna asked me to say that she is going away and that you are to do what you like about it," he said.
"Well, Matvey?" he asked, shaking his head.
"It's nothing, sir. She'll come round."
"Come round?"
"I think so."
"Really? Who's that?"
Stepan Arkadyevich asked as he heard the rustle of a woman's dress outside the door.
"It is I," said a powerful, pleasant woman's voice, and the severe pockmarked face of Matryona Filimonovna